This is Blue Ocean Radio Shortwave.
Playing the best of music.
This is BOR Radio.
Blue Ocean Radio.
This is BOR Blue Ocean Radio with a relay of Chris Lobdell's
Pirating with Cumbre.
This is Chris Lobdell.
Pirating with Cumbre.
Don't you know your famous wedding? Calling you the queen of the seven seas. I committed the greatest crime. I've been wasting my time. The treasure I've been searching for.
Pirating with Cumbre with Chris Lobdell.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Pirating with Cumbre on DXing with Cumbre. I'm your pirate reporter, Chris Lobdell. I have a couple of logs from our faithful reporter who hails from Mount Prospect, Illinois, and that would be none other than Bill Hassig. Let's see what Bill had. He had a tentative log of a station called Wolfgang Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband on the 27th of January. It's 0035 UTC with a fair signal, classical music being played on the piano, and it was possibly by Mozart. The ID was whispered and difficult to understand. Bill's next log would be Red Mercury Labs, 6925 Upper Sideband on the 27th of January at 0158 UTC with a fairly good signal playing soft rock ballads. Heavy metal music, some Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was put in there. And they were reading emails on the air, including his. And they were on aboard their ship. One of their crew members got sunburned, and they played some more heavy metal music. And their email is redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. That's redmercurylabs@yahoo.com. And Bill Hassey's last log is WFMT Family Radio, 6924.6 AM mode on the 26th of January. Heard at 2205 UTC. Good signal with some moderately rapid fades, heavy metal tunes, including Dirty Deeds Done Cheap, in a live performance. WFMT's announcer, female announcer Sonia Norwood, gave an inspirational message and said, "Family Radio," and played some avant-garde rap music at 2238. The occasional use of the flanger and audio feed to transmitter. Station's still on as I type this. I'm using a Drake R8 and a Sony 2010, both with the synchro on, which makes weird pseudo-stereo effect, which would have been far out and groovy way back in my hippie days. Yes, it would be, Bill. Like to hear that. Your pirate reporter has some of his own logs that he heard this past weekend. I heard Radio Ronin shortwave a couple of times. 6925 AM mode from 0111 to 0133 on the 25th. Of January, with station ID and rock tunes by such groups as Serge Tankian, The Rolling Stones, ZZ Top, John Mayer, and Black Country Communion, just to name a few. And my second log of Radio Ronin Shortwave was 6925 AM mode, signing on at 0133 to 0226 sign-off, then back on again at 0228 with another show, which I did not hear the end of. This would be on the 26th of January. Their first show featured oldies from Motown, including Martha Reeves, Gladys Knight and her Pips, Jimmy Ruffin, Smokey Robinson, etc., etc. Nice, strong, and clear signal. from Ronan on both shows. And WFMT, Family Radio, 6925 AM mode from 1836 to 1935, UTC on the 27th of January, with a rather weakish signal here in Massachusetts, with a stand-up male comedian, ID by Sonia Norwood. And Radio Gaga, live from Zipper Lake, of course. They were there here with a better signal than normal. This is on 6925 upper sideband from 2332 to 0009 sign-off on January 26th. Playing some classic rock by Loverboy, Captain Beefheart, Steve Miller, Roger Miller, Cheap Trick, etc., etc. They went off the air for a short time around 0001, came back on with some woman rambling and talking about watching TV and how her neighbor always backs his car into his parking spot. And they signed off around 0007, playing the Cream song, Born Under a Bad Sign. And the Radio Jamba, RJI, Radio Jamba International / Cracker Radio. I think they're both one and the same these days. Was heard on 6925 AM mode from 0115 to 0256 UTC on the 28th of January. Heard here just slightly above the noise floor with an ID as This Is Cracker around 0118. I understand they were on past 0400 UTC, but reception here was very poor, although down in the central part of the Mid-Atlantic states, reception was much better, so propagation just wasn't favoring Radio Jamba here in Massachusetts. Those are all the logs we have for you this week. Do want to call your attention to the current issue of PopCom, Popular Communications. This would be the February issue. On page 4, on the editorial page called Tuning In, this is by managing editor Richard Fisher. He says, PopCom is 30 years old. Avast ye matey, should pirates be aboard? And his editorial asked the question, should they put a pirate's column back in PopCom? And they want your feedback for that as well. So I want to give you the address. So if you'd like to take a Survey Monkey and get pirates back in, a pirate column back in PopCom, I think it would be a great idea. The email address for it is http://. svy.mk/upahws. Again, http://. S is in Susan, V is in Victor, Y is in Young, dot M is in Mary, K as in Kilo, / U is in Uniform, P is in Peter, A is in Apple, H is in Henry, W as in Willow, S is in Susan. And please take that Survey Monkey and say, yeah, we'd like a pirate column back in PopCom. So they're looking for input on that. That would be nice to have. For our audio clip, we have an unusual station called Toynbee Radio. Toynbee Radio. Actually, there was a movie made about Toynbee and Toynbee Radio. That was part of it was filmed at the Winterfest a few years ago. There were these different, I would say, different little signs on embedded in the tar of streets around the area with about Toynbee, and these people were trying to investigate just what the whole thing was about Toynbee Radio and these little squares in the streets around Philadelphia or whatever. And the station is on the air, usually for only a few minutes at a time, and then they sign off. So it's sort of a mystery, but I'm not really sure about what the whole movie was about. I didn't see it, but it sounds very interesting. So anyway, Toynbee Radio was back on the air for a few minutes this past weekend. So let's listen to a little bit of audio clip from Toynbee Radio here on Pirating with Cumbre on DXing with Cumbre.
Attention. 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 I am assuming channel control. I am assuming channel control. So I am in control of this entire band, all of 40 meters. It is mine. I am in control. Toynbee Radio. Toynbee Radio is in control. Listen to me. Listen to me, eternal sheep mind out there. the eternal sheep mind that needs constant entertainment, feeding, and orgasm. All needs met by the machine. My fingers are telescopes for my eyes to look through. And I see humans destined to become subjects of the machine. You say, how will I ever be a subject of the machine? But you already are. You already are. With your dependence on your internet-connected refrigerator and iPhone, iPad, iToy, iEverything. You are dependent on them. You think you have a lot to worry about with your workplace monitoring your whereabouts, your email, your text messaging sent over its network. You think that is all you have to worry about. Or maybe the Mayan prophecy. The end will not come in December 2012 from the Mayan prophecy. The end is near, though, with mobility of thinking machines. Once the supercomputer Watson has essentially fingers, arms, legs, independent power, ability to diagnose and repair, that is when the end will come. The end will come from Watson creating a computer virus. Maybe not the computer virus you are thinking of. Plague, Bion, a new age. Watson will have no need for it soon. It will destroy us all. It is only a matter of time before you have festering, oozing pustules all over your body, thanks to Watson. Well, now, 2 minutes of radio gold is all I can give, and it is 2 minutes more than the net worth of all the humans who have not and will not listen. Join the radio. Join the radio. Join the radio.
You are listening to a relay of
Pirating with Cumbre,
presented by Chris Lobdell. This is Blue Ocean Radio.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that little audio clip of Toynbee Radio here on Pirating with Cumbre on DXing with Cumbre. And with that audio clip, that ends this edition of Pirating with Cumbre on DXing with Cumbre. And don't forget, we do have a QSL card for those who would like one. We have a Pirating with Cumbre on DXing QSL card just for you. And the best way is just to email us your reception report. And that email address is piratingcumbre@aol.com. That's piratingcumbre@aol.com. And we'll don't forget to give us your mailing address, because we mail these out usually. And we'll mail you a Pirating with Cumbre QSL card out at no charge to you. So until next week, this is Chris Lobdell wishing you happy pirate DXing. And now back to the star of DXing with Cumbre, Marie Lamb.
The Pirates for Peace Movement, a cooperation between free pirate radio stations from around the world, promoting love, peace, and good music. Become a Pirate for Peace member. It's free. Check the Pirates for Peace website at piratesforpeace.tk. That is piratesforpeace.tk. Or send an email to piratesforpeace@hotmail.com. That is piratesforpeace@hotmail.com.
We are the voice of peace.
Pirates for Peace Free Radio.
For more information or to become a Pirates for Peace member, write an email to
piratesforpeace@hotmail.com. That's piratesforpeace@hotmail.com. Thank you.
This is Blue Ocean Radio. 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 This is Blue Ocean Radio.